A week of mourning has come to a close in Poland. In the city of Krakow, President Lech Kaczynski and his wife Maria were laid to rest after a state funeral yesterday. The president and first lady were killed in a plane crash, along with dozens of other senior Polish officials. The volcanic ash over parts of Europe kept away many world leaders who had planned to attend the funeral, including President Obama. NPR's Eric Westerveld filed this report.
St. Mary's Basilica, the Gothic church in central Krakow, was packed, as were the streets and parks outside. Much of Krakow's historic old town was transformed Sunday into a giant open-air cathedral. Crackly speakers and video screens allowed the estimated 150,000 Poles who turned out to hear the music and take part in the mass, including Krakow resident Iwa Ugutowska.
I came out because I very much respect the president, and I wanted to see what his last journey would look like. Rest in peace.
President Kaczynski was eulogized as a patriot and leader who played a key role in the Solidarity movement that helped overthrow the communist regime. A trade union leader said Kaczynski's tragic death rekindled the spirit of solidarity in the hearts of Poles. First Lady Maria was remembered as smart, brave, and compassionate. After the mass, the caskets of the president and the first lady resting on artillery pieces were slowly pulled by armored Humvees through the city, guided by priests, soldiers, grieving family members, and a military band. People applauded, and many tossed flowers at the caskets as the procession made its way toward Wawel Castle, the 1,000-year-old Polish castle and cathedral complex overlooking the Vistula River. President Kaczynski had lots of supporters, but he was also a divisive figure whose brand of conservatism and nationalism stirred controversy. Burying him in a place normally reserved for the most revered figures in Polish history prompted protests from some Poles. Kamila Koniarska says she liked the president and first lady, and a lavish state funeral is appropriate, but laying them to rest in Wawel Cathedral, she says, is not.
I have very mixed feelings about the decision. I don't think it's the best place for him to be buried, but I can't do anything about it. That's just the way it is.
Many of the other 94 people killed in the crash were remembered at the funeral. Also killed in the accident were the head of Poland's central bank, key lawmakers, much of the president's national security team, and the heads of all the branches of the Polish armed forces, among others. The American ambassador to Poland, Lee Feinstein, was the senior U.S. official at the funeral. He says how well the close U.S. and NATO ally has handled the tragedy is a testament to the country's stability.
The kind of hit that Poland took is really unprecedented for a country in peacetime. But the country has unified, shown tremendous resilience and resolve, and it's going about its business.
Poland this week is set to formally set a date for new presidential elections, and focus will also turn to details of the crash investigation. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Krakow.